From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
And now, another man looking to excel into his 40s, but will occasionally pull his putts, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. That was a good one. Solid. Effort out of you.
The last part hit me at the last second. I'm like,
audible. Did it?
Throw it in there.
Ah, that's
like a jazz musician.
Pulling my putts. Yeah. I get what you did there. I see where you're going with that. Nice.
Eldrick Tiger Petro.
That's right. That's right. My golf game has often been mistaken for Tiger Woods. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Tiger Woods of 2016 and 17.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The one where he's laid up.
Or the Tiger Woods of 1980.
Yeah. So there you have it. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're on the road. We're at Chiefs training camp. You hear the whistles in the background. It is certainly something to behold, as it is, as you said, Curtis, the next to last practice.
Is that the word? Is it penultimate?
I don't know.
The word?
Second I don't know. Last? I not that strong with the English language.
Danny, if you're
that's why I went into broadcasting.
Right, and not sports writing, broadcasting.
No, say the word. Supposedly, I was supposed to be an accountant or something, and you know, got decided I didn't want to work. Really, is what it came down to.
How one person who was going to be an accountant and one person who's going to be an artist ended up doing this.
Yeah,
that'll tell you the kind of the funneling activity life will create for you.
Yes. It does. We will talk Chiefs football here today. We've got a lot of Chiefs football coming your way. If I'm not mistaken, was not given a rundown this morning. I'm not sure why Rob didn't come by my house at about 6:30 and drop that off. But I believe Kellis Robinette is going to be with us in the 11 o'clock hour. 2-minute drill at noon around the country. 2 minutes at a time. Any chance we'll talk about Jaguars being suspended or maybe camp fights?
Jaguar suspension's on the list. Confirm that one.
You can?
I'm here to confirm Jaguar fights will be in the drill.
Okay.
Confirm.
Also, the football team.
And then veiled threats by Jaguar players to the media. That'll be an interesting one. So we'll do that during the drill. And you said what else?
That's it for the drill. But at 1, we'll have Nate Taylor sit down with you guys.
Well, I know that. I meant for the drill.
I've gotten nothing else back so far.
He's just going to Jacksonville. That's it.
Work in progress. People always ask, like, are those guys really on live? 99% of the time, yes. There are some times we have to tape some guys because of their schedule, but usually live. People should recognize the effort, the bare minimal effort that Rob puts into delivering the drill every Monday and Friday. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done, Rob. Well done. We're proud of you. Is that the slow building clap of a John Hughes
could be.
Ending to a movie? Is that what that is? You know, cheering on the nerd who now is considered cool at the end of the movie?
Rob is Lucas.
He's Lucas. He's the two guys in Weird Science.
Yeah.
Save the day.
Only slow clap I can recall was Lucas, which may not even have been a John Hughes film, but I see Rob as Corey Haim.
Fit the genre.
Yeah.
Fit the genre. Yeah, so there you go.
Rob is Corey Haim. Really good, out of nowhere, you know, rockets ship to the sky, and then nothing.
We will talk Chiefs football with Nate Taylor. Rob jumped the gun there. I was going to get to that. 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk with him. So a lot of Chiefs football here throughout, and scheduled to join us this hour when practice is over would be one Reggie Ragland.
Mm-hmm.
Back shoulder throw incomplete to Travis Kelce. Almost a one-handed grab. Giving the thumbs up to Patrick Mahomes that the throw was good, but it would have been a spectacular catch. But that was a nice little back shoulder. Saw where he needed to put it out of harm's way.
Highlight play of this session, seeing reported, Patrick Mahomes rolling to his right between the numbers and the stripes. cross the body throw of about 50 yards through four defenders to Tyreek Hill, completed.
Yeah.
It was in 11-11, so there was no, you guys can't film, so you won't see tape of that, but it's been described by a couple of outlets as being the play of the day thus far.
All right. Well, that's good to know. We will continue to give you the breakdown on it. As I said, Reggie Ragland coming up a little bit later on. Reggie Ragland said the Chiefs will be better against the run. What was his quote? How did he phrase it? Let me look here. He said, linebacker Reggie Ragland guarantees Chiefs will stop the run this season.
Going all Namath, guaranteed.
You buy that? Oh, we're going to stop that run, Ragland said. We ain't playing this year about that run. We're going to stop it this year. Everybody has the right mindset.
I agree 100% that he feels that way.
We just have to be one as a team. You agree
that he
feels that way?
I don't know that he's – I mean, it's, I guess the distinction between someone who's saying it but doesn't really feel it and someone who really feels that they're going to do it. I believe he really feels they're going to do it until we see it, you know, which we haven't yet, but we haven't really seen much. I'll believe it.
Well, I mean, it's Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus will tell you that stopping the run is one of the more overrated stats in the NFL. Does not make it irrelevant. Had a discussion here with some Chiefs fans a little bit ago, and he said, I can't, I'm not going to be able to handle us not stopping the run. And I said, and I mentioned that. He goes, I still think you need to stop the run. I said, no. Let me be clear. It's not that it's irrelevant. It's just not as important. I talked to a scout over the weekend about some of the Chiefs players and things like that. And I was asking him about Marcus Peters, what he thought about how it ended and where it was and what their original team he works with their original view of Marcus Peters. By the way, he said he was off our board. We wouldn't draft him. And I said, okay. I said, well, what about the not tackling? I said, once you go down that road, which the Chiefs did, what about the not tackling? Where is that? He said, you know what? You can have one of those guys. He said, maybe a long time ago, it was 50-50 run and pass with a corner. He said, it's 75-80% what he does in coverage. He said, you can't have two of those guys, but you can have one of them. Well, you know, that speaks to that the run, that's not the focal point of defenses anymore. The focal point is to be able to take away the pass. I mean, it's almost like they're going to throw. They can't help themselves from throwing. And when they do, if we can create an incompletion, then we got a second and 10. Then they throw again because they don't want to run on that. And then we stop them, and that's how we get them off the field. That's great in principle, but the Tennessee Titans ran up and down the field on them in the second half, and they lost yet another playoff game. By the way, that's something else we were discussing. Are we as Chiefs fans not getting nearly enough credit on the Cubbian scale, I'll call it? Like the Cub fans, you know, the lovable losers. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just always lose. Gosh, those Cubs. Boy, it sucks to be them. Do we not get enough credit for the 48 years without a championship with the Kansas City Chiefs? And not only that, where I get it wasn't 90-some-odd years. How long did the Cubs go?
98, I think.
98 years.
08 to 16.
So we got a ways to go.
It's 108.
It was 108?
108. 08 to 16.
So we're not even halfway to the Cubs' time without a championship. But the way with which we lose playoff games in this town, I think no doubt we deserve a little more love on the Cubbian scale. No punt.
Yeah.
Three Lynn Elliott missed field goals. Four touchdown lead blown in the postseason. Second biggest postseason lead ever blown. No points in the second half at home against the Titans. The NFL's longest consecutive home playoff losing streak.
Ever.
We own it. We own it. This city, Kansas City, we own it. We do not get enough credit. I'm not saying we're Cub fans, right? I'm not even saying we're Red Sox fans. We're there. Time that went in between, but damn it, we're on the radar, aren't we?
I guess it should be, and it isn't just the pure numbers of losses, but as you mentioned, It's the story of each loss. There's not a team.
Longest game in NFL history. Yeah. We didn't realize it was the beginning of the great desert of playoff success.
When Jan went wide left.
From 31 yards out, we didn't realize we were hosed.
For the next 50 years, it's going to suck around here.
That's pretty much what happened. That started it.
If he'd kicked that field goal, they'd have 8 championships at Arrowhead. Damn it.
What, pantsed by the Chargers in a game?
Shut out in San Diego.
Knocked Joe Montana out in Buffalo. Kimball Anders couldn't hold on to the ball. Kimball did great work for the Chiefs. I hate that that's like his lasting playoff memory.
They did run for 220 yards of Bills that day, so maybe that's when they didn't let get away, but they were out of it once that play happened.
86 took a team in there with no offense, no defense, all on special teams. It got pantsed by a Jet team that had lost 5 in a row coming into the game.
Lost by 20 points in that game. The holding penalty, the receipt of the missed field goal after the Chiefs blew a 14-3 lead, or 16-3 fourth quarter lead in Miami in 90.
ESPN did some stupid thing on Cleveland about how the number 22 is like the bane of Cleveland sports existence. Like the drive started at the 22 or something. Like this guy went through and found all these 22s. So-and-so was the 22nd pick and on and on. They just won a title. The Cavs, and it was all about LeBron and everything. They just won a title. Why? No. At least you got to be, looking at 50 years of futility with your team before you can go, we need that. We need that here. We need to be recognized for our fandom for waiting 48 years. There are 32 teams in the league, which means on average you should come up once every 32 years. You should go to the Super Bowl once every 16. And that's just recently with expansion.
Yeah.
Used to be once every 14, once every 12. We've earned some stripes here in Kansas. I look around all these fans wearing their red, decked out here supporting the Chiefs, watching practice on a humid summer morning. Man, we deserve some love. I want some national attention for what we've done. We tailgate our butts off. Out at Arrowhead, take the 4 hours to get in and out of the stadium, fight through that. The trials, where is that? Where is that, SC short or whatever they call it? Where's a 30 for 30 on that?
Right. Yeah, I think it is over, as played out as some things are in the media as far as streaks, one that still, to me, does not get enough run, even as much as we talk about it on this show. 50 years, 2 home playoff wins. 2.
it's so much better if they see the look on your face as you say 2.
2.
Uno?
Dos.
Dos.
91, 93. That is all. I think I figured out 20-some teams had at least 2, or almost 40-some teams had at least 2 in one single season.
40-some, like what, in all professional sports?
In the NFL.
So you count as...
In the NFL. Just the NFL, they're like 35 or 40, you have to look at the sheet. Teams have had a single postseason in which they won 2 home playoff games.
So like maybe they won 2 and then went on the road and lost the conference championship.
Or were the home team and went to the Super Bowl by winning 2 home games. And
right.
Yeah. One team won 3. That was in the strike year. Redskins won 3 home games.
In 1 year, Joe Gibbs and the Washington Redskins won more home playoff games than the Kansas City Chiefs have.
In 16 days, they won more home playoff games than the Chiefs have in 49 years.
Well, how many? They don't even have that many when you add in the AFL days, right?
59 years. Yeah, right. Because the one playoff win is the Texans was in Houston. The Chiefs played at Buffalo in 66 and then won 2 road games.
At the Raiders and at the Jets.
Jets in 69. So they even in going to 2 Super Bowls, they won on the road. They still didn't win at home. The 71 game was the first home playoff game.
So what we're saying is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs need to get in the playoffs but make sure they're only on the road.
Right.
Because they ain't winning at home. That's what we're getting at here.
Played in Houston. Houston's been pretty good to them.
Yeah.
Houston.
They won 4 games in Houston. They won 2 at home. That's nuts.
That is insane.
They won four playoff games in Houston and two in Kansas City.
That is absolutely insane.
There's nothing like it. In any sport, to me, there's nothing like that.
So,
staggering.
First of all, I just want to reestablish, on the Cubbian scale, we're a lot higher than anyone in this country recognizes. And you fans should give yourself an attaboy because we've been through some crap. But you know what? We're fired up about this year, and we're fired up about the game on Friday, and we're fired up about seeing all the defensive guys out there at some point. Some injuries over the weekend. I was listening to Brad and Jed over the weekend, and D Ford going off the field. He's back out there right now, though. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, God, here we go. Here we go. And we can't really lament like it's the Chargers, right? They're the ones that have really, you know, had it bad. But, you know, we really do want to just try to see this defense out on the field in its entirety and find out what it's got to be. I mean, that's the one question that all fans want answered is how are we going to be on defense? And nothing was done Thursday night to make anybody feel any better.
No. And the only possible plus you could put or qualifier would be that they're down some guys, as Andy Reid said on Sunday.
Which is legit. Which is legit.
We're missing some guys.
I'm not trying to hate on it.
One of the guys is going to be here in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
So we'll see what Reggie Raglan says. I'm gonna read his quotes to him. I do love it. He's from Huntsville, Alabama. You can hear the South in the quotes. We're going to stop that run. And I'm going to ask him, is it like just one run? That run is like this one run play they're going to stop? That run? We ain't playing this year about that run. We're going to stop it this year. Everybody has the right mindset. I love it. I love that he's saying that. Now they got to go out and do it.
Yep.
Right? Now they got to go out and do it. We'll take a break. A couple things I want to hit upon. A big, big win for Sporting Kansas City over the weekend. I got a lot of stuff to get to. The Jaguars suspending the best corner in football for basically making veiled threats to the media who reported a fight that happened in public.
Right in front of them.
Which speaks to the mindset of where you get. You talk about the coddled. And I guarantee you there are people that were backing him up. So if you – well, we coddle these athletes. The coddling is seen as like somehow it's the government or – no, it's everybody. It's everybody, and that's how that mindset grows in a player. Sporting Kansas City with a massive win at LAFC, and Peter Vermees looks like he has his bunch playing at a really high level. Speaking of injuries, they get some guys healthy. Finally, are starting to put all their pieces out on the field in the addition of Christian Nemeth. Maybe Sporting Kansas City is going to rise back to the top. This will be a championship year for Sporting Kansas City. Our second most recent championship, correct?
Yes.
Second most recent championship in this town.
13 or 14.
We'll talk about that. Tiger Woods making a run. How about? I can't even remember the guy's name who won. And he's won three majors by the age of 28.
Brooks Koepka.
I know it's Koepka.
The chiseled.
What do you suppose he weighs? 6 feet tall.
2'10".
Wiki said 186. Looks bigger to me.
He does.
Looks bigger to me.
He's got the traps. And he's got the. He has seen a gym in his day. So.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break here in the program. We'll come back. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're live at Chiefs Training Camp. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the Missouri Lottery, Mosaic Life Care, Metro PCS, Rally House, and Kansas Sampler.